This is a Collider.com audio interview.
What has been the last, if you don't mind, last few weeks been like for you with, you know, filming a movie and also promoting a major release?
Well, in one word, busy. It's been quite the experience because, I've been quite busy at work on Man of Steel and then the weekend for the press junkets and coming here as well. It starts to add up. This weekend, however, has been absolutely fantastic because I finally got time to spend time with my family, which I haven't done, and it's just been great. Been really great.
I can imagine. What I spoke to the producers of Immortals, and they were telling me that it was a very interesting way that you actually got on this project, that you were, you were basically told that you were going to be doing this, but the start date just kept on getting pushed and pushed and pushed, and you were training the entire time.
I wasn't training the entire time, necessarily. I was cast in, I think it was 2008, and was supposed to start shooting 2009, and it got pushed back from spring through to starting the middle of summer, which couldn't happen because I was on Tudors, and then to after that, to after Tudors. And I'd started training just before I finished Tudors, and then the movie got pushed back again, and I thought, well, I'm training at this stage, so I'll keep on going. And it was about 6 months later that we actually started shooting.
Well, how do you think that extra training helped you in the role?
I think it helped an awful lot, because the type of training which I was doing, sort of all the training which Roger Yuan, that guy who was training me, had me doing, was initially your circuit training type stuff, physical aesthetic type training. And then he had me learning the basics of martial arts and doing boxing training and knife fighting and stuff and anything sort of cardiovascular but fun and martial based. And so that I could apply to learning all my sword choreography when it came to the time to actually start learning it when we were there for a month beforehand before we started shooting. And it really helped an enormous amount.
Well, something that's really great about the film, well, there's a lot of things that are great about the film, but one of the things I thought was great was the practical sets, that it really looked like you were there. Talk a little bit about, working on those practical sets.
The sets were absolutely fantastic and elaborate and helped us as actors, or if I speak myself, helped me as an actor enormously because we had our immediate surroundings and they were so well designed and so fantastically built with such an attention to detail that you could quite easily, if you turned your back to the green screen portion and you just face, say, the village set, it literally felt like you were there. And, there were little things burning and it smelled like it was not in a studio, and it was all really, really well done. And it made an enormous difference to all of our performances, I believe.
Well, what was your reaction? Obviously, when you get involved in a project, you get told how it's going to be, you know Tarson's work, you know sort of what it might look like, but talk about your reaction to seeing the finished film for the first time.
Well, it completely blew me away. The visuals of it are even better than I thought they would be, because when we're shooting, Tarsem, has his monitor there and we're seeing stuff, as we're shooting it, and he says, if there's a bit of green screen in there, he'll show us artwork or scale models, and if there's no green screen, you kind of have an idea of what it's supposed to be like, and it looked beautiful then. It literally looked like a painting, and then to see everything with color correction and the way everything's been tweaked and just the true mastery of what Tarsem does has been added to it, and it really, really blew me away. It's a stunning, stunning movie.
Yeah, it really is crazy to look at. Curious if you could talk about, I try to ask some fun questions, and that is, what would be the most surprising thing for fans of Tarsem to learn about him? Or is there something surprising about Tarsem that you learned?
Oh, goodness. He's boundless energy. It's non-stop. He's the one person who keeps all of us going on set. He really has energy, to give around. It's remarkable. Everyone, you see how high energy he is and how friendly he is, but that is even more so when he's on set. Everyone feeds off him. Without him, giving that energy to all of us on set, I don't know if we would have got through the days, to be honest.
I completely understand. What would be something surprising for fans of Mickey Rourke to learn?
I don't know.
His honesty?
I think. I
was joking around. His honesty?
Oh. Yes. He's very forward, and he will ask a very direct question, which, most people would probably think, oh, I better not ask that just in case. He'll actually go ahead and ask or say something along those lines.
I completely understand. What was it like, though, doing that fight scene with him and working with him?
Fantastic. Well, we both had stunt doubles sort of filling in some of the really, really tricky stuff for us. But it was great. He's been a boxer, and so he knows about balance and movement and stuff. And it was nice. It was wonderfully put together, that fight. And the experience of shooting with someone like that is great.
So I'm going to ask you a few other off-topic questions. What did you have? What surprised you, or what was your fun experiences of being at WonderCon and Comic-Con? What did you take away from those conventions while promoting Immortals?
I just remember it being sort of very long, a lot of interviews. What did I take away from it? I never got the chance to walk the floor at either of those places. I don't know if I ever will have the chance at this stage, but it's something. Maybe I'll dress up as a stormtrooper or something next year and have a walk around. I really want to experience and feel what that energy's like, because that's what everyone talks about, and I didn't get the chance to see it.
There's a lot of very famous actors or musicians or people, and everyone just puts on costumes and walks the floor. I would imagine that's what you'll be doing next year. So I definitely want to, I have to, I'm not sure if you had time this year, or maybe last year. What was the last Halloween costume that you wore?
I dressed up as Superman this last Halloween. I'll have that one as my answer.
Were you filming on Halloween?
I was, yeah.
In costume?
It's like Superman for Halloween. Yeah.
That's awesome. Did you ever dress? And this is a. Did you ever dress up as Superman when you were a kid?
Yeah. I think all of my brothers did at some stage. I've even got photos of my little nephews in Superman outfits. Apparently, they went to school when I first heard the news, and one of them was wearing a little Superman outfit, and the teacher sort of told them off and then spoke to my sister-in-law after saying, look, I don't know what's going on with the boys, but I don't know what you've been telling them, but they've been lying to me, because they're telling me that their uncle's Superman, and it's ridiculous. And at which point my sister-in-law turned around and said, well, actually, it's not ridiculous, he is. And so you've got to let him wear their little outfits. Thank you very much.
That's a great story. I know you can't get into specifics of anything on Superman, and I'm not going to ask you, but what has surprised you about making the film thus far?
What surprised at making the film thus far? Have I had any surprises as such?
Well, I can ask you a different question.
It's a really long shoot. I mean, the stuff we were shooting in Chicago, it feels like an age ago. It feels like a different movie altogether. I've been a part of this project now for a while and been in pre-production since April. And it's just that the length of it is fantastic. You're fully immersed in the world, and it's a wonderful experience.
Do Did you get to meet Mr. Nolan before you got the role, or even after you got the role? And what was it like to talk to him about Superman?
I have not met Mr. Nolan.
Oh. Well, then I guess you don't have a good answer for that question.
No, I don't have a good answer to that question, I'm afraid. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I want to ask you something else. You were linked to a lot of big roles before you landed Superman. I heard that you were sort of up for Twilight or even Batman Begins, and you were, from what I understand, close on a number of different things. So how big was your smile when you finally landed Man of Steel?
My smile was absolutely enormous. I was trying very, very hard to play cool on the phone with Zack Snyder when he called me. And I thought, okay, play cool, not too cool, obviously, but play cool. And then as soon as I hung up, was leaping up and down and running up and down the stairs and roaring and shouting, and then tried to call everyone. And no one picked up their phones, believe it or not. Apart from my assistant, and he eventually got through, but then he was trying to tell the news to everyone, and no one was answering their phones.
That's awesome. A lot of actors I've spoken with, when they land a big part or a big role, they'll always buy themselves like something that they've wanted for a while, but it's like a reward. Did you end up buying yourself anything once you got cast in Man of Steel, or even maybe after you started shooting to make sure the role was really yours?
I didn't really. I hadn't had time, because as soon as I got the role, I was hopping backwards and forwards to LA for initial costume fittings and screen testing other actors, and then it just all started. And so I've been head down working hard, and I haven't had time to actually think about buying myself something special yet. Maybe I'll think about something for Christmas.
Pardon the interruption, Steve. We're on the last question.
Sure. I'm definitely curious if you ended up reading any of, the Superman runs. Did you watch any of the Chris Reeve movies? What did you try to take in from the previous material that's been released and possibly incorporate into your version of Clark Kent / the Man of Steel?
I avoided watching anything which was someone else's interpretation of the source material. So I didn't go back to the movies and watch them. I didn't go back to the TV series and watch them. I didn't want to take that and have that influence my interpretation and my performance of the character. Where the character truly belongs and where the character truly comes from is not from the movies, from the TV shows, it's from the comic books. And so I went straight to the comic books and had stacks of them and just read and read and read and read and read and enjoyed so much learning about the character in such a dense manner. So it was the comic books were my source material, and the TV shows and the movies were someone else's interpretation, and so I left that to them.
I completely understand. Let me hit stop on my recording.